Today we'll be beginning Siman Ayin Vav. The title of the Siman is Lihi Zoher Mitzoa B'Shas Kriya Shema, to be careful of not having feces around while reciting Shema. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph tells us Tzoa B'Ashashis Mutter Likros Kinegda Afal Pi Sheroa Osa Derech Dafno Seha. If there's feces, let's say for example on the opposite side of a piece of glass, or a place where it's visible in a bathroom or a toilet seat, you are allowed to recite Shema opposite, even though it's visible through the walls. The issue with feces, it's not about whether it's visible, but about rather whether it's covered. And since it's being covered, albeit by a clear piece of glass, you are now permitted to recite Shema. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ba'ashashes, Hu shel zechuches odover achir haman. Here it's some piece of glass or some other thing through which you can see. Likros dad v'chol ha'halachos ilu ad simen peches. V'chein le'inyin iser erva haniskar regarding all the halachos that do with feces and urine, and also the earlier halachos regarding erva. Kol makom sheniskar hadin leinyan kriyas shema bein leinyan heter bein leinyan iser hu lav davka kriyas shema duad in Torah usfila v'chol inyane hakedusha uvein sheomrim b'lishon kodesh uvein b'lishon chol. These halachos are universal. They're not limited exclusively to Shema. They apply to Torah, to Tefillah, to Kedusha, to any other Dvarim Shebekedusha, and they apply whether you're saying it in Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Chol. Kenegda, v'imagia lo reach ra'asr. If you smell the pungent smell of the feces, then even if it's covered, it's still problematic to daven in front of it, to say Shema. V'afilu l'manda amar b'simen ayin testiv beiz da hafsaka mo'elis l'reach ra, even according to the opinion later on in Simen Ayin test that says that if I create some kind of a separation, that would be effective to prevent the bad smell. Dafka mechitza shehu rishus bifnei atzmo v'kfias klilo. That's assuming that you created an actual partition where you actually separated the two rishuyos. However, if all it is kfias kli, if all it is overturning a utensil on top of the feces, if the smell is still pungent and it's permeating, then that would be a problem. U'mikol makom in tzarech bazeh dalad amos mimakom shakale hareach. However, you don't have to distance yourself four amos from the spot where the smell stops. El kolzman she'in magia elof sagi. The Prima Gadim claims that as long as by putting up this mechitza, even if the mechitza itself is not doesn't begin four amos away from the feces, as long as it prevents the smell from getting to you, that's enough. So the Mishpitzozov and the Ber Halacha leave it as a tzarachin. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Beis tomorrow.